Thank you for coming today to this investigation hearing on the future role of Santa Claus, a.k.a. St. Nicholas, a.k.a. Bishop of Myra, a.k.a. Father Christmas, a.k.a. Kris Kringle. Ultimately, we would like this committee to have a consensus on what the future role, if any, Santa will have in Christmas.
We would like to ask you questions to help us determine your future role. If you could answer these questions honestly and to the best of your ability, it will make our job much easier.
I will do my best.
First, sir, why do you have so many aliases? And what is your preferred name?
When you've been around for over 1,700 years, you get a lot of nicknames. I'm fine with any name, but Santa seems easiest.
Well, Santa, I would like to say you have done some good things, giving gifts, collecting things for the poor, being the patron saint of sailors, children, and archers. But in this age of moral relativism and gross consumerism, I don't know if the kids of today need a Santa Claus figure in their lives.
If I may, I would like to quote from a song about you, sir. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. I'm bothered by this, sir. What makes a child good or bad? And who gives you the right to determine this?
Well, traditionally, I have been a symbol to motivate children into good behavior. You know, good means presents. Bad means, like, pool in your stocking. Parents and other social mores of the day help determine naughty or nice, and I guess parents have perpetuated the idea that I then place you on this list and check it twice.
Interesting. And why do you need to know our sleeping habits? Are we not naughty or nice even in sleep?
As for sleeping habits, I just monitor them Christmas Eve only. That's it.
I have researched your past, St. Nicholas, born on the 3rd century in what is now known as Turkey. You became a bishop, went to prison for your beliefs, and later attended the Council of Nicaea.
That all sounds great.
But then I found an interesting... In your past, Santa, did you or did you not slap a man for the... at the Council of Nicaea for having a different opinion?
That is only according to many popular legends. I can neither confirm or deny the slapping.
Sounds to me that was pretty naughty of you. I personally have been threatened with being put on the naughty list. For lesser transgressions.
Anger management may be needed.
Let's keep it civil. Next question, please.
My question is simple. Why do you bring gifts?
I'd like to answer that if I may. I'm Macy Koch, legal counsel to Santa. St. Nicholas, the Bishop of Myra, gave gifts to the children and poor often in secret. Since Christmas is a time of celebration, gift-giving adds another element of surprise, fun, and specialness to the day. I would argue that without the gift-giving, Christmas could just be called Thanksgiving, too.
I like gifts and all, but I would argue that Christmas is more just than eating together and presents. Isn't Christmas about celebrating Jesus' birth?
Oh, of course, I would say that that's the primary reason for Christmas. I'm a bishop, after all. The Jesus thing's big.
And I would argue that Christmas is not just for those who are deemed good, but for all, like the song says.
Song?
You know that song? Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Maybe if we sing it all together, we can further our understanding.
Thank you.
see that Christ came for the whole world and not just the good ones, if it would appease the council, I would be willing to stop my naughty nice list. I could do that.
Does this mean that Bruce Springsteen cannot sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town anymore?
I think previous Santa references can remain intact and valid for historical and artistic purposes.
Yes, definitely.
Good. Although I'm not sure if I would call that song art.
Santa, I have serious concerns over the ethical treatment of animals. Your reindeer fly have paws, and at least one of them is reported to have a shiny nose that glows like a light bulb. This just ain't natural.
I am not at all involved in any genetic mutations of any kind. And my reindeer, they all have hooves, not paws. And I'm not even sure where you got that piece of fiction from.
One and only Gene Autry, his song, Up on the Housetop. Maestro, a little help, please.
To the song, you will see that pause is spelled P-A-U-S-E, not P-A-W-S.
Oh, no further questions.
Comments.
Oh, come to think of it, our dad was dressed in a similar suit that night. Mistake. So did you or did you not kiss my mom on December 24th, 2014?
These are baseless allegations.
So I saw you. I saw you from the stairs when I came to have a peep. Just answer the question.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth.
Look. A lot of people dress up like me, a lot. You could not assume that every slightly portly man in a red suit with a white beard is the Santa Claus.
Oh, come to think of it, our dad was dressed in a similar suit that night. Strike a question from the record. The record, please.
I'm really confused about your appearance. Your whole look is so Northern Europe, not Turkey. I'm seriously doubting you were indeed born in Turkey. Where's your birth certificate?
Listen, I can't control what Norman Rockwell or Coca-Cola Company does. I mean, things got out of my hands pretty quickly.
What Santa means to say is that his image is carefully constructed to instill a sense of merriment, fun, and jolliness.
I also have an issue with the jolliness in your appearance, Santa. I have no problem that your belly is like a big bowl full of jelly. You do you, but it goes against all laws of physics to suggest a man such as yourself to be able to slide down chimneys.
The whole flying around the world thing in one night, delivering toys to millions of kids and flying reindeer, knowing every child in the world doesn't seem to bother you, but it's the chimney thing?
Point taken. I withdraw my question.
I would like to address the use of elf labor. How are we able to guarantee that elves are being paid fairly and equally?
How could I be against elves? Some of my best friends are elves.
If I may, I've never met a man who loves elves more than this man. He respects them more than anyone else, even the elves themselves. So, take it from me, he treats them with dignity and respect.
I'm not sure what to do with all that.
I realize we have issues with several components that make up the American Santa Claus, but I would like to bring us back to the primary purpose of today's hearing. Is there a place for Santa in Christmas?
I would argue that I'm there to bring gifts and to add an element of surprise and delight to Christmas.
And I'd like to add to that a pinch of Christmas magic.
I guess I'm wondering if we need this at Christmas. The gifts, the lore, the magic. I mean, if the main point of Christmas is to remember the birth of Jesus, I'm not sure how this fits in.
I would also like to say that I have enough stuff. I mean, if I get one more toy, my closet will explode. In my middle-class existence, I don't need any more gifts, and I doubt any kids here do.
I move to strike that from the record. This kid does not speak for me. Nobody needs toys, but I really, really want a Red Ryder BB gun. And I've been good. Really good.
You'll shoot your eye out.
That is a risk I'm willing to take.
I would argue that gifts at Christmas is a symbol of God's ultimate gift to us, Jesus. Having gifts at Christmas helps us to make the day special and reflect on this special gift, like when the wise men brought gifts to the baby Jesus. So too can Santa bring gifts to me.
I knew baby Jesus. Baby Jesus was a friend of mine. And you, sir, are no baby Jesus.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not get personal here.
Let's just settle down. I guess it comes down to this. Are all the gifts and shopping and mall trips and holiday songs by Mariah Carey and Paul McCartney just a distraction from what we should be focusing on? December seems more like a month of noise and stress than quiet and contemplation. Santa just seems to add to the commercialism, noise, and stuff that is a distraction. I mean, what is Christmas all about?
First of all, that's Sir Paul McCartney. And second, no one's forcing you to go to the mall or listen to Cool 108. No one's preventing you from moments of silence and reflection. I mean, what you choose to reflect on, you go ahead. Remember, you can celebrate Christmas any way you want. It's up to you, not to me, nor Snow or Gene Autry. Or perhaps we could even take some time now to be still.
Sum up what we have heard today. Santa, it is clear that you are not always good. Sometimes you bring things we don't need, and some of the stories and legends surrounding you are just plain weird. But do these crimes warrant banishment?
Christ came to earth to love us and grant us mercy. I believe we can all extend that love and mercy to others, even Santa Claus.
I move to allow families and kids to decide what role Santa Claus plays in their Christmas.
I second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Santa, you are hereby allowed to go about your business in whatever way you see fit. And parents, don't overthink this Santa thing. Christmas is about joy, not condemnation or guilt.
I know it's not on the program, but let's all sing it again. Joy to the world, please, Maestro.